Dear Heavenly Father, listen to us when we pray. When we pray on behalf of our loved ones. Believing young, ask the prayers on behalf of their family friend that they could, in a very difficult time, trust in God. A service guest who is seriously ill, that the medicine would help and they would receive more days of life. A single woman asked that she would be given strength to believe in the midst of many psychological and physical sicknesses. Many visitors have turned towards God that they would give them power when they have become weak psychologically and physically, and other sicknesses. Father and mother asked the prayers, asked for the prayers for their son who has given up their faith. A mother asked that her unbelieving son's family would remain in faith. Many service guests ask prayers on behalf of many of their friends who have given up their faith, and that they would hear God's kingdom, and they would come back to faith. A believing mother asked the prayers on behalf of her son, that the boy would receive the grace of repentance and the children would be preserved in faith, and the mother would be able to come back home. Someone who has received the grace of repentance at Bori summer services asks that his prayers that his family would also receive the grace of repentance. He also thanks that the seed that was planted at his home tens of years ago turned into fruit. Those who have been sexually abused pray on behalf of their, ask for prayers for themselves and their friends and families, and that they would receive power to recover from their trauma, and that God would give their believing friends understanding how to approach them and give them strength. A mother asked that we would pray that her son could get away from being hooked on games and would receive the grace of repentance. Believing young wish to thank God for the healthy days. A believing mother thanks that her grandchild who is sick has received strength during the sicknesses. Dear God, help us to be comforted in your love and through your Son. This we pray in your name, in the name of Jesus Christ, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I thought to read for my sermon from the second book of Moses, or Exodus, chapter 12, and the words I heard in Jesus' name. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you in the beginning of months, It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto him take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out of the sheep or from the goats. And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. The whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take the blood and strike it on the two side posts, on the upper door post of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat that flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roasted with fire, his head and his legs, and with a prutinence thereof. And you shall not let nothing of it remain until morning, and that which remain of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the odds of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be unto you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you a memorial. You shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it feast by ordinance forever. Amen. It was 430 years ago when Jacob, with his family, when they moved after the 7 years of drought and famine from their homeland into Egypt, where his son Joseph, who had earlier gone there through different ways, as you remember, Pharaoh did not know nothing of Joseph. Jacob and the Israelites had become a great a multitude of people. Later it is said, when they started the journey towards the promised land, that 600,000 men left, and they also had family. There was over a million. Life was difficult in Egypt. They were living as slaves. The Pharaoh had seen that the Israelites grew, the people of Israel grew, and he was afraid that they will take over Egypt and they will decide the issues of Egypt. And for that reason, Pharaoh made of this nation, made them slaves, and made them work hard. As we remember, they made bricks out of clay. They were in agriculture, farming, etc. The Pharaoh tried that they would work so hard that they would not have no more children. But the will of God was different. God had given to these children of Israel, understanding, and to the parents, and they accepted the children as gifts of God. And it is explained in this way, that the mothers of the Israelis were very strong, and they gave birth to children and brought them up. And Moses, at that time, when the Pharaoh Moses was born at the time when Pharaoh said all the firstborn boys had to be thrown in the river Nile. You all remember this. But God did not leave his children. The promise of God was that one day slavery will end, and he will lead his children out of slavery. God gave many trials and plagues to Egypt. Pharaoh always promised that the Israelis could leave, but we remember he always hardened his heart and retreated his words. But then God said unto Moses and Aaron, that he will give such a plague and experience to the land of Egypt that Pharaoh will drive you out of this land. And the last plague was the killing of the firstborn. And this was such a remarkable matter that God said, in this situation, the first Easter, and he gave very clear instructions how one should celebrate this first Easter. And this is what we heard in our text. And with that prayer of heart, that the Heavenly Father will open that part that he sees fit, we will study this. The 10th plague, the death of the firstborn, or the killing of the firstborn. God said there will be a great cry in Egypt, for it will touch everybody. It will touch the king and also the prisoners, the animals, everyone. God gave these instructions for that Easter and how to celebrate it. But we know there's a very deep meaning here. For through by faith or through faith, we look to that sheep or shepherd, sheep or lamb. For the work of reconciliation, we can be children of God today. It had to be a faultless sheep or lamb, one year old. It had to be a male in the best year. The Lord Jesus was sacrificed when he was 33 years old, when he was in his best years. And in a text it says, First it was said, this month shall be unto you the beginning of the months. So this was a time, this is where the Jewish calendar was born, and they still use the same calendar today. And it also says how the sheep should be held. That you should, they shall take the blood and strike it on a two side post and on the upper door post of the houses. And later in the end of the text it says, and the blood shall be to you for a token that the angel of death will go by that door. In God's kingdom, we have always preached of that language of Canaan, that the side post and above the door, that this should be brushed with the blood of the shepherd. And John looked at that flock of people whose clothes were washed with the blood of the Lamb. For in this blood is that power, and that is why it's important for us today. But there's another deep meaning here as we spoke. And through faith, they looked upon a future. The writer to the book of Hebrew speaks of Moses. He says, speaks of Moses. By faith, he forsook, through faith, he kept the Passover, the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Through faith, they looked into the future. And through faith, he also left the land of Egypt. The writer to Hebrews says, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible. Moses trusted upon him who he could not see, as if he seeing him. This opened such an opening to Moses that there is something greater coming. And then it said here that when the blood was flowed from the Lamb, that they should eat the meat that night, cooked over fire. That you should not eat it with water, but roasted with fire. This was a different way to make lamb from what they had not made or prepared lamb in this way before. When we remember the journey in the wilderness, we remember how they had many pots of meat boiled with water. But here the Lord says, not this way, but roasted with fire. When the Lord Jesus hung on the cross, it is said, on the other side of him, it is said that the fire of God would burn in him against sin, but the flame of the love of God was shown against a sinful man. Then it said, they had to eat the lamb as one piece, as a whole, and roast it with fire. With his head and his legs, and with all the, not butchered, in other words. Paul writes to the Corinthians that you are the body of Christ, and a member, each one according to his portion. And Paul writes in that letter how each member is important in this body of Christ, that the eyes cannot say to the ear that we do not need you, or the arm to the legs that we do not need you, or the head cannot say to the feet, for the Christ who is the head cannot say he does not need us. It is Christ and a congregation, God's kingdom here on earth, that people would like to take only the best parts of that lamb. And say, that we can speak with God, just me and him, that we do not need anybody here on earth or listen to it. We do not have to hear the gospel or the proclamation of the gospel, that we can take care of matters straight with God. Isaiah the prophet says, Jeremiah the prophet says, that seven women attached to one man, that we will make a living and clothe ourselves, but only let us use your name, so we would not be shamed. But preparing this lamb to eat with his head and legs and all the intestines and so forth, we think that this is not, we do not look at this in a very good way, roasting a lamb without butchering. Such was a sacrificial lamb that was prepared at Easter for our salvation. Onto his head was a crown of slavery. Those thorns made holes in the head of Christ so that the blood flowed. The blood was mixed into his side, flowed to his side. Prophet Isaiah wrote in this way that he was looked upon cheaply. Nobody wished to even look upon him. He was forsaken by all, blasphemed, given a crown of thorns, the Savior of the world. But this Lord Jesus, who went upon the hill of Golgotha, carrying his heavy cross, so that the women of Jerusalem looked at him on the sides of the road, they felt sorry for him, and they cried when they seen this tortured man. Jesus had words unto them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not cry. Cry on behalf of yourselves and your children." And he said, to his own, "That how often I tried to gather you together, but you did not wish to come." This was great love towards the sinful person. But then it says here, it had to be eaten with unleavened bread. He speaks of three different. He speaks of the good leaven. He said unto them that the kingdom of God is like an unleavened bread that the wife took and added 3 cups of flour, and the whole batch became sour. Here at these summer services have been proclaimed the whole time the forgiveness of sins. Your sins are forgiven. This is a good tidings that are, and we add 3 cups of flour, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we here preach the forgiveness of sins, even unto you who is not partaker of this grace. You can believe in Jesus' name and precious blood, all your sins forgiven. This is due to the merits of Christ, that God, in his great grace, will give unto you, unto your heart, this gift of faith, the whole bread becomes eatable. And you can see that this is God's kingdom here upon earth. And this is the greatest gift that a person may receive here on this earth. For through this faith, one enters heaven. Christ also warns, he speaks of a different warning and warns the people of the Pharisees, that is self-righteousness. And Jesus spoke, "Listen, ye Pharisees and scribes, you have cleaned your dishes from the outside, but from the inside, they are full of bitterness and unthankfulness." And he says and teaches the Pharisees and the scribes to clean the vessel first from the inside, and then the outside will be cleaned at the same time. This is a good tidings that cleans from the inside, and even that when you clean the inside, then the outside will be cleaned also. My father often reminded us at our home city in the 30s, when it was time of awakening, there were many people who repented, many who received the grace of repentance. There were many young people died of different diseases. He remembered that one of the dance halls was closed for 2 years because no longer went there. When the repentance leaves from the inside and God gives to live in faith, it affects in a large way, affects us in a large way. But then Jesus also speaks of the third. He warns of the curse of Herodias. Week ago, we remembered John the Baptist. We remember how John, according to the word of God, he rebuked King Herod. It is not right that you keep your brother's wife, as we yesterday heard of the sinful woman explained. He rebuked Herodias of adultery. The king listened to the speech of John. And he became angry regardless. And his wife became angry and thought, how can quieten this man, John the Baptist? It so happened that because of the sin life here, sinful life here, Herodias liked John the Baptist, became a martyr as he lost his life. But here it says it had to be unleavened bread. That does not mean that no visitor could be brought, but that we act as God says in his word, as here in his kingdom. And we wish to say, even today, that the word of God, we wish to live according to the word of God. It speaks of unleavened bread and a festival, feast, but it is also called the Sweetbread Festival. The apostles approached Jesus and said, or asked that, Master, that unleavened festival is coming. And the other gospel writer speaks of the Sweetbread celebration is coming. This was the start of the journey in the wilderness, and when they left onto this journey, and this lamb of Easter, that which was not eaten had to be burnt to a crisp. We know on a journey that we cannot go many days without eating. And the nation began to cry, what shall we eat? And Moses and Aaron told the people that the Lord will take care of us. And there was, they gave meat in the evenings, but when they woke up in the morning, they left the tents. That there was something strange growing on the ground. What is this? What is this? Moses said, this is that bread that the Lord gave unto you. God gave this unto you. God took care of his own and gave unto them bread when they needed it. This manna they were able to gather. It was offered to everybody, and they gathered it. And it is explained. That if somebody takes too much, they had a measure, 3-4 liters, that when they measured it, they used his measurement. It was enough for one day. But if someone only found a little, this measure was so remarkable that when it was measured with this measurement, there was enough for that one day. They ate this manna 40 years. They ate this manna to the borders of the promised land. They took bread. In simplicity, as it says of the first congregations, your travel friends, the last years, we have in the last years been able to bring our parents to their graves. They had a long journey. That which has touched us as a family, that the last days that we spent with them, they did not anymore want to hear the word of God, and they did not always understand it. But one issue before all, and the most important, was that one question: that can I yet believe, sins forgiven? That manna, it is also pictured the gospel word, that food here that God gives from heaven. And when he spoke of the sweet bread, or the celebration of the sweet bread, or sweet dough. It was said of the manna, tasted like a bun with honey, that it tasted good. But regardless, the red light came on. I have to start to stop. I wish to proclaim the gospel to you. Be of comforted mind. Believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. Be blessed and comforted, and especially you young. We always remember you. Believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious of blood. I also wish to hear this gospel. I was tempted. Can I believe my own sins forgiven? I promise to believe with you in Jesus' name. Amen.